Lefroy United Church and Grange Hall in Innisfil are in need of renovations and repairs, so members of the community are rallying to raise the necessary funds to ensure their doors remain open. About 25 community members gathered for a service on Sunday, March 5, that was followed by a potluck lunch and fundraising meeting. Members of Innisfil Pride, who had been preparing for the meeting by informing the community, launched a GoFundMe campaign on behalf of the Lefroy United Church and Grange Hall, which is still accepting donations. The GoFundMe page states that the church and Grange Hall have been a staple within the community for almost two centuries. At the time of writing, $730 had been raised toward the cause, but caring community members say they're just getting started. The congregation and rentals are key to remaining open in the future. The Grange Hall has repairs to be completed, explained Carol Griffith, Innisfil Pride's treasurer and events coordinator. If local business owners wish to donate building supplies, or professionals in the trades would like to donate their time and expertise to make the necessary repairs, it would be appreciated. It was definitely uplifting having residents and people who are no longer residents step up to join in the service and potluck. The church board is open to any suggestions and has welcomed Innisfil Pride stepping up and taking the charge. Community begins at home, and this church is part of our past. They are a gem in the village, she added. Based on information provided through the Town of Innisfil's Heritage Committee, the church was originally built in Belle Ewart when it was a thriving lumber community in the late 1850s. Initially, the church was Methodist-based. In 1902, the congregation had the church moved to its current location just 2 kilometers away in Lefroy. The church saw a variety of faith-based members during its time until 1925, when it was officially declared the United Church of Canada. In addition to the GoFundMe campaign, Innisfil Pride is working on a silent auction in support of the church. We are currently asking for and receiving from the community new and gently used items, said Griffith. Once we have acquired enough items, a date, place and time will be set. Readers can arrange to donate new and gently used items, including household, outdoor, sports and summer, winter equipment, by calling Griffith at 705-627-3795, and they can rent the Grange Hall for events by contacting the Grange Hall coordinator Michelle Rodway at 705-717-5947.